You're listening to the Sandspants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I am Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Penguin on Max?
They're like, hey, sorry the Batman 2's taken fucking ages and you keep getting scared that we've cancelled it, because we still might.
It's always a chance.
But hey, we're making a bridging series on the television about the Penguin, that guy you like that goes...
Oswald Cobblepot himself.
Yeah. Wasn't it always planned for them to have a TV series?
Yeah, but there was also like four other plans for TV series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was meant to be a Catwoman TV series, I think, as well.
Maybe a Catwoman movie. Look, who's to say...
When a movie does well these days, especially a superhero movie, that means that they've become eight potential movies that could happen.
Sometimes even when a movie doesn't do well.
I think that is awesome that you make a movie these days, you introduce a character called the Squiggler or whatever. Yeah. There's a tiny bit of online positive response to the Squiggler. And then the producers are like, 10 Squiggler movies. Squiggler franchise.
Well, DC, I mean, Warner Brothers have been doing it since. I mean, like, there's a huge list of movies they announced and just never released. Like, Deathstroke movie. Mm. There was like four Harley Quinn movies.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is this true? Because I saw this the other day. I don't know if it's true or not. You're talking about making a franchise. It's also like, hey, sometimes you get a franchise with just not even one movie.
Yeah, okay.
But the Neverending Story, is that now, has that been like, yes, there's going to be a reboot and it's in the works. And also, it's going to be the start of a franchise.
I know that there's a Neverending Story reboot on the horizon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a franchise. There's also a Spaceballs sequel coming
out
with Josh Gad for some reason.
Yeah.
Is he going to do the John Candy role?
I thought he might be the Han Solo role.
Who knows? Well, exciting to find out.
Is Rick Moranis back? No.
No. Darth Helmet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut?
Yeah.
Timeless comedy references.
I reckon, wonder if his name will be Pizza These Nuts now, eh?
Yeah. One can only hope.
One can only hope.
The reference will be totally lost.
Yes.
Yeah, but they talk about nuts, which is funny. Yeah.
I hope that the Spaceballs movie goes, the sequel weighs heavily on, like, the main character's name is now Mary Sue or something.
Yeah, oh, that would be amazing. Well, I saw
that.
It's so funny to diverge immediately into the Spaceballs sequel, but I did see so many people, I saw it announced in a tweet, and so many people being like, oh my God, Star Wars is so parodyable now, like it wasn't back in the 1970s. Like, come
on,
guys.
Spaceballs also isn't good, right?
I don't like it. I don't. It's
not for
me. I remember
watching it when I was but a child and enjoying it, but I was a child.
Spaceballs is one of those movies that my dad was like, Jack, you gotta watch Spaceballs. Yeah. You're gonna laugh so much. And then we watched it together and he was like, this isn't very funny. Same thing happened with Dad's Army.
Yeah.
Dad's Army was funny because he was sitting there like, and the whole family was like, what's funny about this, Dad? And he's like, I don't know.
Well, nothing, yeah, I guess. Comedy, once again, ages like it's
Dad's Army's funny when you're a child. And
there's,
then...
Yoda's selling toys of the thing they're in.
There's going to be a
Bill Pullman's in it?
Yeah, I think so.
He's handsome.
John Candy's the dog.
Yeah, he's a dog,
and
man.
He keeps knocking stuff over with his tail.
Yeah, and he gets the thing. His foot comes flat.
Yes, that's right. I'd say Pizza the Hut's still funny.
Yeah. Oh, my Schwartz is.
Yes, my Schwartz is the force.
Yeah. My Schwartz is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Talking about like a lightsaber. It's the dicks.
Mmm.
Spaceballs came out nearly 6 years after Return of the Jedi, so it was very much in the. But also, that's the funniest time to release, because it's like. Yeah. Nothing was happening for Star Wars. It was done.
That's true.
Is it that kind of thing where, like, with parody, those things you get, like, Spaceballs, and you have, like, Hot Shots 2, those kind of things.
But I think if you're parodying one movie, it probably can't come out when no one's really talking about the movie. I mean, I wasn't alive in 1987.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe people wouldn't shut the fuck up about Star Wars still.
Yeah.
Probably.
I doubt it, though.
But then there was, like, you had, like, that, then you had a few other ones here and there. And
Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles. Is that a parody?
It's kind of a
lampoon of the westerns, yeah. Right?
Men in Tights.
Men in Tights.
Men in Tights.
That's a parody.
But then you kind of had like nothing for a while. But
Airplane.
Then we got
yeah.
Epic Movie.
Scary Movie 1-7 or whatever.
Well, yeah, Scary Movie.
Scary Movie first. Yeah. Epic Movie and stuff.
No, yeah, it was like Scary Movie 2.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I think that's when they start. After the second Scary Movie, they start going wild with it.
Yeah. Date movie, epic movie,
superhero movie.
Those ones.
Meet the Spartans.
Good.
Scary Movie's a parody of a parody, so that's
already complicated.
Yeah.
Why would they got Charlie Sheen when it was almost like a parody of The Ring?
Yeah,
that's and that one Scary was Movie funnier. 3.
And then in Scary Movie 4, it opens with Charlie Sheen gets a bonus so big it kills him.
Scary Movie 4.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
And then he falls out of building. He gets a bonus so big he has a heart attack
because
he eats too many Viagras. And then he falls out of building onto his dick.
Mm.
And he's balancing on his big erect penis. Mm. And then the credits start.
Yeah, it'll be painful.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I remember Hot Shots 2 liking that one as a kid.
I've never seen the Hot Shots movies, but I hear
Hot
they're
Shots
very
2
good.
Has that wild reference to where they're doing two scenes at the same time, and it's Apocalypse Now and something else, and his dad's in it because Charlie Sheen's dad's in Apocalypse. Yeah. And he's going down the river, and like he interrupts the scene.
It's Johnny Depp, and they're like they both look at each other and go, "I loved you in 21 Jump Street."
Oh, that's right.
Wow, why is that burning?
I don't know. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Haven't thought about Hot Shots in a long time.
Yeah,
but there we go.
Still in there, dude.
Anyway, so they just keep announcing TV shows for stuff. This is one that I could kind of get behind.
Yeah, me too. I think it was fun.
Because the world of the Batman was interesting. Also, where they ended the Batman with Gotham flooded, presumably they don't want to pick up with Gotham being flooded into Batman 2, so this will probably just deal with the in-between times. Mm. Also, it looks like that this is going to establish Penguin as a threat. Because in the first one, he is sort of a threat, but he's a bit buffoony.
Yeah.
I did like that scene where he like kind of gives Batman what for. He's like, "You're a stupid man. You think it's this? No, it's whatever." It's like whatever it was. And he's like, "You stupid idiot."
I also like, it's like, because the city is flooded, you know, like sometimes they'll announce a TV show and it's like you just, it doesn't feel like the world is set up for this TV show to happen. But this is like it's flooded. The crime families are freaking kaput. So, of course, you know, it makes sense as a place. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, hey, the Penguin was a big traitor or whatever. Now here's the time for him to rebuild his empire or destroy the Falcons from the inside.
Seems to be what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems that, like, so Gotham flooded.
Yeah.
So now he's got to, like, deal with that. So, like, in the trailer, he's like, that maniac, look what he did to this place.
Yeah, yeah.
Assuming he's talking about the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Batman.
Oh, Batman? Hard to tell who they blame. Blame
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then, a bunch of the Falcons, they're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just like, and then it's Lady Falcone.
Is she from The Long Halloween?
I don't know.
I think she might be.
She's from How I Met Your Mother. She's the titular mother.
Whoa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know I think the Long Halloween has like a Lady Falcone in charge. So they might be taking some elements of that. It is a good comic.
I was trying to figure out which comic Gotham gets flooded in, because I feel like that it happens.
No Man's Land, kind of. But that's when they kind of, they just blow off all the, like, the blow up all the bridges.
An earthquake happens to Gotham, so they're like, no one can get in or out.
Yeah, earthquake happens, and it all falls to shit, and then they blow up the bridges. They're like, you know, let's just annex Gotham.
Yeah.
It's bad, let's just whatever. Yeah, yeah. And there's a bunch of different gangs that kind of happen.
So they could be taken from there. I don't know.
It's 0 year, but I thought that was a more famous comic where it happened as well. Anyway.
Is there a DC comic where it gets flooded?
Yeah, it's called Batman 0 Year.
I see.
Then Batman's presumed dead and a whole bunch of shit happens. But Batman's very much not dead.
But I liked it because he's still so early on. And like that was one of the best parts of The Batman is how much Robert Pattinson kept falling over.
Yeah, he hits his head at one point,
gets
and that's
donked,
awesome.
Dude. But it means that it doesn't feel so strange that he's not, like, that these criminal empires are, like, rising up in Gotham. And it's like,
oh, he's in this show.
Yeah, I know. But I don't think it's not like, I think if they did it for, like, I don't know, Zack Snyder's Batman or something, or even Christopher Nolan's, it would be like, the moment the Penguin's, you know, doing anything, he's stopped by Batman. But I don't really feel like that's where this is going.
I can't even imagine, like, Snyder's Batman fighting mob bosses.
No. Not at all.
I just can't picture that.
Well, I can imagine him, like, massacring
bosses. Yeah. But I can't imagine, like, and even, like, with Nolan's, like, he fights the mob bosses in those films. And I can't, that's... I just can't imagine.
No.
Batfleck doing it.
Yeah, well, because that's sort of, it makes sense, because it's where Batman always starts, which is like try to take out the crime families at first, because that's like the most obvious poison in Gotham. And then from there, because he's a caped crusader, and then there's a whole thing hey, is Batman also causing these villains to fucking show up and go bananas?
It's the Bat Demon under Gotham. It's Bob Bat.
Come on, guys. Actually, use your brain.
Batman's a victim, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't have to dress like a bat. That's crazy.
Exactly. He's just forced to by the demon.
Yeah, but I guess it is kind of nice to get a movie that is like quite grounded and is showing the like basic crime families, so that when they are presumably eliminated and Oswald Cobblepot takes over, it's like, okay, cool, we've entered that next era of Batman's life. You know, what I mean?
I will say that the trailer for this, and this is unusually positive by me and by base of speculation, watching the trailer for the Penguin made me want to rewatch the Batman, a movie, and here we're back in base of speculation ground again. A movie that I thought was fine, but maybe it's better now. Now that I've seen a lot worse superhero movies, and also it goes 3 hours.
Why now that I've seen Quantumania, maybe I'll watch the Batman and be like, cinema.
You've seen the Flash since then.
Oh my God, well, Black Adam too.
Black Adam.
Well, from memory, I remember, like, I was thinking
about
Batman.
Suicide Squad the other day. I didn't rewatch it, the first
one.
So bad. So bad movie.
But I remember, like, the Batman enjoying, like, say, the cinematography. Enjoying a lot of the elements.
Riddler when he's walking good. When he's walking through the flood and he's got the flare above him and everyone's walking behind him.
There's a lot of elements liked about it. There's some that I did.
Doesn't the Batman do that thing that the movies do sometimes where they're like, all right. That was the end of the third act. But surprise, there's a second third act.
I don't remember.
I think it ends twice.
Yeah. I liked it. I don't have many negative memories of it, really.
There's that kind of, there's that weird bit where I'm like, oh, I thought they were going to zig, but they zagged. Or I thought they were going to end up here, but they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm torn between Paul Dano's performance at the end, where he's doing the,
oh, that's right.
Beautiful face.
Paul Dano is my favorite part of the movie. He's so fucked up.
I don't know. I think I just wanted it to be more of a, I don't know, weirdly more of a, like a serial killer type vibe the Riddler.
Yeah, I don't know.
As opposed to kind of like this weird, I don't know, what, QAnon almost.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have to rewatch it. But I think I'd enjoy it on a rewatch. But also, it is 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I think it must be really unfortunate these days if you're making a superhero movie where you're like, we have to pass the bar that, like, everybody's expectations are so low and everybody's going in assuming it's going to be such a drac that we've really got to kind of fight to get past that, and then we can give you a good movie on top of it. You know what I mean?
Just to flatten us out a little bit with the predictions, do you reckon Barry Keoghan's going to be in this TV series?
No, not really.
I think you're going to get one scene. I reckon they'll do it again. They'll give you pretty much exactly the same scene.
That's so funny.
Like, is that going to be the end where they tease for the Batman 2 kind of thing?
You reckon it's going to be the Joker?
I reckon Penguin or Falcone will end up in
Arkham?
Prison.
Yeah. That's so funny. On the other side, you know, Joker's in the middle, Riddler's on one side. Penguin's
so
on
Joker's
the other.
To the left of me.
Riddler's to the right. Here I am, Penguin in the middle with you.
Okay.
I can see them doing it. I could definitely see them. It feels like there will be teasers probably for other classic Batman villains too.
I think they could do the, like, Penguin rises up. He's now in the control. Yeah. So maybe he's going to be the big player, or at least a big player in the sequel. So the Penguin is like, okay, cool, he's in charge. And he's doing all the thing by, like, eliminating the other Falcones, or maybe he's working with Sophia Falcone and kind of working with that. And then so it's like those two become like either the two big crime like head bosses, or they work together. And while they're doing all this, then it's just, oh, you forgot about the Joker dude.
True.
You've been thinking that the biggest problem right now is us dealing with, like, the internal conflict.
Yeah,
but
actually,
what we've been doing with this, that the bat
has
been, like, you know, doing all his kind of stuff. So, like, the moment you, you know, rear your stinky little penguin head, he's just going to swoop down and eat it.
Yeah.
And also, have you heard about this other guy?
He's blowing up trucks and shit.
Like, he's
making chattering teeth bombs.
Because he was in the prison cell next to Riddler. He escaped. It's bad, dude. He's coming for us. And you think that was the problem? Joker's
going to be a problem. Wait till you see the clown. Do you think then...
Sir.
And then you could have like, oh, no, whatever. He's just a guy. He's got simple, you know, he's got knees like everyone else. I'll go, you know, give him an offer. Yeah, he can't refuse. And of course, it's like, you know, it was the Joker. He's chaos. Mm. He's so good. Yeah. I relate to him so much.
Am I the Joker?
And then the Joker, of course, you know, it's... kneecaps, the penguin or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Just like, you can't offer me whatever. I want chaos. I want the bat.
Well, I don't know. It's interesting to think. What would be satisfying for you if at the end of the Penguin series, it set up a Batman versus the Penguin as the Batman 2?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was like the end of the Penguin series, introduce a new villain and that's the main villain of the Batman 2? Because I'm kind of in two minds. One, I think it would be really satisfying to get like a kind of a prequel to the Penguin so that you know where he's come from for the Batman 2, so that you're like, oh, I kind of have an idea of this character. I've had a whole series to explore this character. So there's like interesting stakes and motivations when they come together for the movie. And a little bit if it's just like, well, the Penguin's set up, here's his empire. Mm. And then in the movie, Batman's fighting Joker. I mean, I guess it might make for a richer world. I don't know.
I imagine what they're going to do is they'll probably have Penguin as like the financial backer of a bigger villain. Or they'll just put him in the movie like they did in the first Batman where he's just a minor villain.
I like that role.
Like what they did with the Scarecrow.
Yeah. Mm. I like that role for Penguin in Batman sort of canon and comics in general, where like he is a bad guy, but it's very rare that Batman's going to go in there and biff him.
Yeah, he's like,
he's more like, I'm going to go to the Iceberg Lounge and be like, where's Sandman? And Oswald will be like, yeah. I think that's awesome.
Penguin bombs.
But Batman's like, well, this guy's fucking annoying. Yeah, but like,
he's annoying. Maybe runs as a politician or something.
Yeah, but it's like the kind of thing where it's like, he's never doing anything like overtly criminal that I could come in and stop with batarangs. And it's useful to keep him around because he's a good informant, you know. Mm. I think that's an interesting place for the Penguin. Do you think the Penguin's going to be very penguin-y in this?
Well, he's not. Is it revealed? Is he ever called the Penguin in the fucking thing?
I don't know.
The Batman?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think the show's called the Penguin.
I think which means that he might.
Cobblepot. And this might be why they end up calling him the Penguin. Ah, finally, what could the he origin. Do? There was a scene in one of the trailers where someone is walking up some stairs and they've got like a leg brace on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Penguin or is that someone else?
I don't know.
Like, is the reason why they call him the Penguin is because he starts waddling.
So apparently we're misremembering and he is called the Penguin.
Okay. Yeah, makes. Hey, so that checks out.
100%.
Selina works at the Iceberg Lounge.
Yeah.
Oz / the Penguin.
Yeah.
Is not yet the crime kingpin.
Not yet the crime kingpin.
When will he become the king of ping? As depicted in the comics. And he dislikes and he dislikes being referred to as the Penguin. Why is he called the Penguin?
I guess because he waddles.
Penguin. So maybe at the end of this, he'll
waddles. He loved to eat fish. He got them big flippers.
Yeah.
Like, I hate being called the Penguin. Yeah. So I'm going to own the ice. You know where penguins love to flock?
I don't know.
Oz.
Bubby. Well, maybe this will lean into it a little bit. Maybe that he'll be like, I'm the fucking Penguin. And then he'll buy some penguins or whatever. And
do you think
pick up some penguins, put them in your lounge. Do you think in this movie he will get his iconic umbrella? How interesting, maybe about a more interesting question. How interested will this TV show be in giving us moments like that?
I really hope not.
Yeah, me too. And it doesn't seem necessary. I mean, like the Batman wasn't really.
Yeah. I just hope like, look, you got a guy called, you know, Oswald Cobblepot, who nickname of the Penguin.
Yeah.
And you got this guy, he dresses up like a Batman. Fine, whatever. I like it's all they kind of take.
Yeah,
be honest. I'm not a huge DC guy.
It's a really interesting thing, isn't it? That thing where it's like, well, it's annoying when they're like, and this is how he got his penguins, and this is how he got his umbrella.
Mm.
But if you remove all of that, it's kind of like, what are we doing?
Here's a guy who walks funny.
I'm not saying one or the other is better. Certainly, the former annoys me more.
This
is how Flash got his shoes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't
give a fuck. I associate the Penguin with like, one of them like really long like
cigarello
type
from
things.
The
but this is now he's like having a he's chomping on a cigar. Though,
yeah.
It's kind of like a.
Well, I think the cigarello is from the. It's very from Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know. I feel like he's smoking a cigar.
It feels right.
Yeah, it feels right
for me. It's that you know the animated series where it's like you know the top hat. the monocle and the cigarette. Absolutely. Thing, right? Where it's just like, yeah, make him just more of a crime boss with, like, look, he can still smoke. It's now just a cigar.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear a top hat. He wears something else. You know? And I guess the umbrella thing, I mean, as long as it's weird. Why? Hang on. Because doesn't Joker also use an umbrella at one point?
Probably.
The Batman, like the 89?
He might do.
Yeah, he also uses a really long gun,
though.
Really long gun is fucking sick, dude.
And he shoots down a helicopter with it?
Could do.
No, the bat.
The bat plane.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really long gun.
Really long gun.
Better take down a copter.
Yeah. Mm. So there's a few clues here to what this show should be.
Mm.
Could be, not should be. It's a very tricky and very dark story, according to Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
The series occurs shortly before the events of the film sequel, The Batman Part 2, establishing a little fabric of plans that would lead into the sequel.
Okay.
Then there's obviously a lot of talk about stuff that we see in the trailer, like, hey, the death of Carmine Falcone has left a power vacuum, blah, blah, blah. Series will be incredibly violent, and that Oz will face extraordinary obstacles.
Okay.
Compare the series to Scarface. Oh. It's a standalone story from The Batman, but obviously knowing the movie will help. Matt Reeves has cited The Long Good Friday as an additional influence, and the series will be about the American dream.
Whoa.
With Oz being underestimated and no one thinks he's capable of doing anything, but he himself believes in himself with a visceral violence.
Define American dream.
The American dream.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Make it in this world.
Okay.
Yeah, capitalism, like, manifest, motherfucker.
It's like Scarface, or the reverse of The Great Gatsby, because in The Great Gatsby, the American dream is dead.
So capitalism at all costs. All right.
Hang on. There's an awesome quote here from
Barrow. Surprised they didn't it's going to be Sopranos as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Farrell read the first episode and he called it tasty and unusual.
Hey, that's intriguing. That's exciting.
I was excited to further explore the bang up of Oz.
All right, so I'm guessing it's we haven't seen Penguin basically at his lowest yet.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's going to be something like, all right, so Falcone, the head one, in jail.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a couple of people are like, you know, vying for that vacuum.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's me. Because it's like, I think it's Falcone's son. He's there. He's like, you know, he's been in jail for like a day and already this, you know, you're coming for his throne.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm guessing it's going to be like, all right, a little bit of a Penguin being like, I'm not coming for your throne. I'm just trying to help out.
I just need a job.
Hey, mate. Your dad, he is still currently the head, of course. Just because he's behind bars doesn't mean he's not the head.
Yep.
And you know, we need to, you know, band together, whatever, so to make sure that, you know, we're good.
Mm.
And so he starts off that way. But then maybe the son might get a little bit power hungry, maybe it starts kind of a bit more like that.
Mm.
And then, you know, to make an example, maybe because the son wants to make a move against the dad, he's like takes out the Penguin.
Or tries
to take out the Penguin because he's like, well, my dad is behind powers and he's not gonna give up the throne when he should. It's mine.
I'm the prince,
and it's time that the prince starts to rule.
Mm.
And Penguin is, you know, helping out, you know, the old guard. Mm. So he's got to go. And so, you know, maybe he starts making those, like, you know, machinations against Penguin. And I'm guessing he's like, Sophia is the sister, yep. maybe? Yep. Or is that
Sophia is the daughter of...
Yeah. So it's his sister. So, as in the prince's sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, cool, against them, blah, blah, blah. That's just like, you know, the hit job goes wrong.
Mm.
Just pisses off Colpot more, and he's like, you know what, actually, fuck it. Fuck the Falcons, fuck them all. And then it's that kind of like, I'm just going to rip them apart.
So I have a theory after doing a little bit of digging. So the Batman, the 2022 movie, the movie we've been talking about this whole time, I don't know why. So that's really heavily influenced by The Long Halloween.
Yeah.
The Long Halloween has a sequel called Batman Dark Victory.
Yeah.
Which I think people like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway. In that, there's a new serial killer called the Hangman.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who the Hangman is?
Oh.
Sophia Falcone.
I see.
Who does it to avenge the death of her father.
I see.
So I reckon that the TV show will probably be about a mysterious new killer. So while Oz is trying to rise to power, people around him just keep dying.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, I could see it being, because I don't know if he's going to, I'm not sure if this is in the trailers, but I could see he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He starts with coming out of jail with nothing. And then he's like, well, I was on top or close. I got to put myself back there. I don't know if he's going to start his own organization or if he's going to be like Falcone's. I've got nothing. But I can get information. I'm a hitman, whatever. Mm. And then he starts working within the Falcones.
Yeah.
And then as part of that, he's like, I'm in here, but I'm working my way up to a position of power again.
He was already part of the Falcones.
Mm. Oh, that's right. No, of course he was. He was.
Yeah, because you see him talk to Daddy Falcone in the prison.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, hey, I forget what he says in the trailer. But something
important. I'm the penguin, bitch.
I'm the fucking penguin, bitch.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah, something to that effect, at least.
Yeah, so he was the chief lieutenant under the late crime boss,
okay.
Carmine Falcone.
Well, then, do you think that he's going to start his own organization, or will he be like, let me back in?
I think that it'll probably be a situation where he's in still.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then he's just weaseling his way.
And then maybe with whatever, Sophia is like...
Yeah.
Sophia starts killing people. Penguin figures it out. Penguin's like, I can help you, and I can cover it up. But when I get into power, you got to...
So who's Carmine Falcone? Because I know like, he's the guy in jail, isn't he? The guy in jail is Salvatore.
Carmine was John Turturro in The Batman. The one that gets shot by the Riddler.
Yeah. And then Salvatore Maroni. That's right.
That's the other big crime family.
So they got the So it's like the Maronis are in there, and it's so the Falcones versus the Maronis.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
So
because Penguin's going to Maroni
in the movie The Batman.
Yes.
Falcone is an informant.
Okay,
and he rats on the drug boss, the Maroni drug deal.
Yeah,
the Batman's so long. There's so much shit going on in that. I get it. We've forgotten bits. We need to rewatch
that's
it.
That's forgettable.
Bits all.
Yeah.
The Batman. I remember when he hits his head.
Yeah, donk.
he goes and catches a train, and he fights people.
That's the first scene.
Yeah,
I remember when. No, maybe this is something we made up.
Uh-huh.
Is there a bit where he's in the car calling Alfred? And he's lost. Like, he's in the car under a bridge, and he's like, Alfred, I'm lost. Alfred's like, where are you, Master Wayne? Does that happen?
No.
Okay.
Talk me through, how does Alfred respond in that
Alfred's
instance?
Like, where are you? And Batman can't remember.
He can't remember?
He's maybe stoned?
Body.
Batman's stoned in the Batmobile.
Okay.
He calls up Alfred. He says, Alfred, where am I?
I'm so high, Alfred.
Alfred says, I don't know, Master Wayne. Yeah. Look around you. And he says, I can't. That's my memory. I believe this is not a real scene in the movie.
All I can think of is that maybe his Batman is kind of maybe gotten got by, say... Scarecrow gas,
yeah,
or Riddler juice,
and
then he's all kind of fucked up in some media that you have seen. I don't know what it is, but I don't think it was Pat.
Were you watching Robot Chicken?
Yeah,
I think it's a joke we made. I think it's an us bit.
Maybe it's
Batman
an us...
being high doesn't sound. Like
I know
an
it doesn't
us
sound like us at all, but that's the memory.
Batman being lost sounds like. Alfred, the GPS no longer works. Where are you?
Alfred,
I don't know. I'm under a bridge.
That's not helpful, Batman.
Master Bruce, have you tried getting out from under the bridge? Maybe the bridge is interfering with the GPS.
Car's locked. I can't get out. Go back and listen to our based reaction to the Batman and tell me if we make the joke in there or if I've created this out of nothing.
Yeah. And maybe listen back and tell me if we liked it.
Yeah, did we like this movie? I think I liked it.
I was definitely like, oh, it's fine. But now in hindsight, I'm probably like, it's sick.
Selina
Kyle's also the daughter of Falcone in this universe.
Yes, that's true. But she's like a secret daughter.
Will she come back for the series? What's Zoe Kravitz up to?
I don't think so.
They've got Pat Fleck coming.
She got on a motorbike.
Yeah.
And they went two different ways. I remember that being. I remember watching that and thinking that was a little silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. She leaves the city. Yeah.
Do we think this is going to end with Batman 2? Yeah. Batman 2.
Yes.
Do we think Batman 2 is going to be a classic Batman versus a bad guy type movie? Or is this going to end with, like, there's such instability in Gotham that there's a bunch of gangs that have risen up with the destruction of the Falcones and the Maronis. A bunch of gangs have risen up. And so Batman, it's like Batman's first big multi-guy challenge, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's going to be like, fuck, Gotham's fallen to shit because all of these gangs have risen into the power vacuum. I got to go in there and sort it out. Or is it going to be like, Batman, Joker is going to blow up a dog or whatever?
Yeah. Do we know what Batman 2 is sort of like
I don't think we have anything.
Because I'm like, if it's going
to
be
they haven't given us anything except the fact that they're expecting the Joker to be a bigger role. Right. And the Riddler is probably also going to be involved.
Okay.
If they're doing that,
War of Jokes and Riddles?
Maybe.
No,
Kite Man, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's like, they're doing an animated series. Kite Man, that's cool.
That book won't make sense.
No, it won't work.
This universe. Because the whole thing, I mean, the Riddler works, but their relationship with the Joker, you need this Riddler and like almost like Mark Hamill's Joker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, do we know if they're going to, like, deflood Gotham? Or is, like, you can't deflood
Gotham. How do you deflood a city?
I'm guessing that'll be something that's probably addressed in the Penguin.
I wouldn't be shocked if part of the Penguin was, like, maybe the crime families getting involved in the construction the reconstruction of Gotham.
Maybe that's what's called the Penguin, because he's, like... In the water.
In the water, and the iceberg lounge still goes good.
Floating.
Yeah.
And he floats on his belly at some point.
And then he buys two penguins from the docks.
Could be.
So Zoe Kravitz is
I don't think she's going to be in it.
I think that
was more of a just like, well,
she's a bit.
Goodbye. You're out of it.
I think maybe in the
sequel.
She might pop up for a cameo, but she did just write and direct a film. Called Blink Twice. It was originally called Pussy Island.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's got Channing Tatum playing Slater King, but then Christian Slater is in the movie.
Is he playing Channing King? That would be cool.
No, he'd be playing Tatum King.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid.
But
that comes out later, like in August, which means it's been done for a little bit.
I just don't think she's going to be in it. I think that's too many moving parts.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah,
I really think it's going to be a story about. It's going to be a story about the Penguin, about Oswald Cobblepot, working his way up through the ranks in the Falcones, while at the same time working with Sofia to eliminate. I think you're right. I think she will go serial killer mode.
Yeah,
I think she'll be doing that independently, but the Penguin will find out, and there'll be like a scene where you're like, "Is he going to rat her out?" Because that would help him rise in the ranks, and instead he'll be like, "Hey." I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, or like, well, hey, we can work together.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I mean.
So that's what I was thinking. That, like, it's going to be, I think the serial killer, because you see her in, like, a close-up shot of her screaming.
Yeah.
It looks like in, like, some sort of, like, forest area, maybe where she's burying some bodies on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And, like, yeah, her getting her back sort of thing, like, being like, fuck all these motherfuckers, I'm going to kill them all. And, yeah, so I think it's going to be, like, you know, Cobblepot doing his thing, being like, I'm doing my best, but everyone keeps dying. What?
Yeah.
And maybe he's now getting paranoid because maybe he thinks there's a hit on him and then, like, finds out it's Sophia. And then it's kind of like, oh, cool. Well, I'm not going to say anything. In fact, hey, your brother's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Let's work together. We can take him out.
I think as well there's going to be some element of, like, can they trust each other? But clearly as well, there's a romance between them too. There's a shot where they're macking on.
Yeah. So I think, but it's crazy to see the penguin kissing anyone as
imagine
well.
Imagine, that's a big prosthetic. Imagine kissing that. It would feel crazy.
Yeah.
Your lips would be so cold.
Yeah. Maybe they warmed him up between takes. Mm. He get them hot lips.
Yeah. That's important.
You want hot lips when you're kissing. But then I think maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if this ends with a like, oh, we've made it to the top, but it's like actually only one of us can be in charge. Mm. And then either it's like a, you know, does their love for each other outweigh their ambition to become the Johnny Crime?
Yeah. There's also, just to throw some chaos into the mix of trying to figure out how they're going to do this in 8 episodes, and could you just build a satisfying crime miniseries around this? And you could, but also there is heavy speculation that both Clayface and Black Mask are going to be in this.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think this could be, you're doing the crime family build up stuff, and then maybe we're going into, like, say, could be going into like a no man's land. Maybe, where it's kind of like, okay, cool. So where we are, you know, living in Gotham, we're maybe helping out the flood, but the flood, oh no, it's still so watery and wet.
Oh, brother, what are we to do?
And so it doesn't quite get fixed. And so then it's like, well, maybe the government, like the American government, could just be like, well, look, we're just going to cut off Gotham. It just seems that it's a loss. So you know what? We're backing out. It is now like, you know, it is no man's land kind of thing. And that it's too corrupt. It's too this, it's too that. It's just unsalvageable. Fuck it.
Yeah. Black Mask is a mob boss.
Yeah.
Clayface is not. He's a theater.
An actor gone
Clay.
Wannabe actor gone Clay?
An actor gone nutso.
Yeah.
Because he misses out on casting calls because he fucked up face.
Might be.
And then he goes and works for the mob as a thug and then gets treatments or whatever.
How do you think Clayface's superpower will work in the Matt Reeves Batman universe?
He's very good at makeup.
I think it'll be, he won't have, he'll just be like, strong and scary and have crazy prosthetics, and it'll be like surgery went wrong.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I can't imagine anyone having superhero powers.
No.
Because Clayface is just that he can mimic other people.
He's,
right?
Like, yeah, he's a guy made of clay.
Yes.
That can turn into any guy.
I just think he might just be an actor. He might not be fucked up. Like, he might just be a guy that is very good at, like, the talented Mr. Ripley. Almost.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. Why are they calling him Clayface, though?
Because he's such a good actor. It's like his face is made of clay.
Because you're molding clay. I don't know. Would he be called Clayface, or you reckon he's just going to know his name?
Basil.
Basil
Carlo.
Basil Carlo. Oh, look, it's Basil Carlo. He gets some sort of, like,
so
fucked up
one of the characters in the series that we've seen in the trailer is Eve Carlo.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right. Could you just have Basil Carlo being like, yep, cool, I'm working for the, I want to be a theater, but I got to get the money, so I got to be in a mob.
Yeah.
And then, oh no, I got all this battery acid on my face, and now I'm all fucked up.
Yeah.
It could also be that he's decided, like, obsessed with how he looks, and he's like, I need to raise money to get surgery, and then gets more and more surgery, and they're botched or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd show that in the series.
No. Yeah. But what about, so I think, this is my theory for Batman 2 now, is that Batman 2 is going to be there's going to be like a three-way gang war between Sophia and the Falcones, the Penguin and his cadre that he'll have gotten over the course of this movie, and Black Mask, who will be introduced in this TV show.
Won't be given
much limelight. It'll just be like he's another big player. Mm-hmm. And so then the movie will be about the three of them, and at the same time, Joker's causing chaos in the middle of it all. So it's like, that's like your backdrop.
Yep.
It's like, oh, it's a gang war, but Batman can't deal with the gang war because Joker's blowing up dogs.
Like a good part of the Joker, how the backdrop of that is the fact that the garbage men are on strike and there's big rats.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge rats.
That is my favorite part of the Joker. I was going to say the only good part, but I will step that back.
Yeah.
Okay. I like when Robert De Niro is there too.
Yeah. But the big rats are a real highlight.
Yeah. It's funny to be world building and be like, it's
big
hot. And the garbage men are on strike, and the rats are fucking big.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But so I can see that being the case, and then maybe Basil Carlo will be a like a spy or a hitman for the Black Mask.
Yeah.
And instead of it being he's like a theater major or whatever, a theater actor.
Yeah.
It's that he can blend into the crowd so well. He can change the way he looks to kill
now,
people.
I'm wondering if yes.
Mine was going to take it into a different direction but still be about the Batman. Yeah. So if yours is directly related, go.
Well, is it very similar in the fact that, like, cuz I'm thinking, cuz it's like, well, for Clay, it's Gotham is underwater and it's wet. And there's dirt, and it's muddy, and there's clay. So there's maybe something there. I don't know if they try and drown him, and he gets all fucking clay.
He gets the magic also, clay of Gotham.
Yeah. And also because it is all watery and shit, Crocodile Man.
Oh, yeah, Killer Croc.
Killer Croc is a great place for him.
Yeah, I think that
the
Batman is ready for the Killer Croc.
And that shark guy.
King Shark.
It's funny. Killer Croc's such a funny character to do seriously. Because you're like, either he is a crocodile man or he's a very sick man. And neither one really fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either one really feels like it works.
Oh, you could if you, again, depending how, like, gritty really you want to go. It's just like, if you're going to do the whole, all right, she's the hangman or whatever. Like, Sophia, she's the hangman. Yeah. It can kind of be another serial killer where he's like, well, he wears crocodile-like skin boots and, like, a vest, and he is a serial killer cannibal.
He maybe feeds people to crocodiles.
Yeah, like a kind of, Crocodile Dundee.
Kill make a crocodile on Dundee,
Make him an Aussie.
Shrimp on the Barbie,
it's an Australian serial killer. He killed big in Australia, and now he wants to make it big in America.
He says, "You think that's a crocodile? This is a crocodile." Yeah. And they say, "It's probably actually
it's a god."
Well, you don't even have time to be like, "What?" Because you're fucking dead. Although it should probably be an alligator, right? In America, they don't have crocodiles.
Yeah, he should be killer alligator.
Well, that actually, it makes more sense for it to be Killer Croc if he's from Australia. Though.
Yeah, that's true. Checks out.
Yeah.
So, therefore.
Killer Crocodile Dundee.
We've got
Dundee.
Crocs,
do we get Crocs?
Egypt?
In the world.
Yeah, in the Nile. They get caimans or whatever.
Yeah.
And little
Killer Caimans.
Killer Caimans are,
Anyway, what I was going to say is, Warner Brothers and DC, they love to do stupid, dumb
truly.
Shit. Like how there was big speculation that the Batman Part 2 was cancelled because they delayed it a year and then they were like, oh, we also don't have a script or anything.
Well, good they delayed it.
Yeah. That would have been bad if it had come out with
Yeah, but it seemed like they delayed it, but they were also like, but doesn't really seem like we're working on it currently.
Yeah.
But apparently they are. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think, so I think this week, it is now being, or like when you hear this episode, it's probably being confirmed.
Yeah.
That the director of, I think it's Batman Brave and the Bold or Batman Caped Crusader, whatever the new live action Batman is that takes place in the new
in
DCU.
The James Gunn.
Okay,
The director, Andrew Muschietti, the Flash director, who was then the Batman director, has left the project. Do you think they will be tempted?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but wait. So, because they're currently going to be running two solo Batman franchises. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you reckon they'll just be like, hey, don't worry about that one. How about we just say the Batman is our DC guy?
I think there has to be like an army of Warner Brothers producers that are like, why can't we? I think there is a group of people who are fighting so hard against the tide of producers that are like, why would we have two? That's so stupid. We already have a successful Batman franchise. Make it part of your silly little universe. Who cares?
Yeah, because
there's James Gunn having a cry.
James Gunn being like,
I bit off more than I can chew.
Matt Reeves,
you paraded me out. I had to say both that the Flash and Blue Beetle were good. You owe me this.
Exactly.
And I took my lumps.
Yeah, I took my
lumps.
Let me make my
own
Batman
movie. I'm on record saying the Flash is a good film.
Sir. Yeah, the Batman made $772 million worldwide. Let's just look at the Flash.
Oh, yeah. I think it did awesome from memory.
I'm pretty sure it's one
Let me
of
check
one
the
of
old memory bank.
$271 million. Okay. That's lower.
So 271 versus 7.2.
7.2. Cool. Let's look at Black Adam, which changed the hierarchy of
The universe is about to change.
$393 million.
It's almost twice as much as
The Flash, which is funny, but also almost half what the Batman made.
Yeah.
What other DC stuff has come out recently?
Shazam 2, dude. Fury of the Gods.
Shazam 2?
That guy kills himself by jumping off a building, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Never addressed.
Aquaman 2. Shazam 2, $134 million. Okay,
okay. Zachary Levi is cut.
Yeah. Go back to making Chuck.
Didn't he have an embarrassing tweet recently or something?
He's got an embarrassing life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's making Harold and the Purple Crayon.
No, but he had some tweet where he was begging someone to put them in the movie or something. Aquaman, it was sad. Yeah, Aquaman 2.
What did Aquaman 2 do?
Yeah.
That's right, because Shazam is going to be in Peacemaker team.
That's right.
That's right, apparently.
That was the ending of Shazam, yeah.
An Aquaman... So this is a sequel to a billion-dollar movie. Yeah. What did Aquaman 2 make? It made $434 million.
Okay. All
right.
So the Batman has made like two DC movies put together. Yep. Three if Shazam 2 is one of them in the mix.
If you imagine you are a producer who only cares about the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
It would seem insane to not make the Batman part of your DC universe.
Yeah,
it would seem like the stupidest idea not to.
Well, as a person who either does it, like, hasn't watched the movies, right?
Yeah.
And you just like, I only care about how much, like, the bottom line. He's like, what are you talking about? The Joker made so much money.
Yeah.
We also have the Batman, Pat Fleck one, making so much money. Why aren't they together? I don't understand.
They should be in the same universe.
What are you talking about?
Zachary Levi is currently campaigning for RFK Jr. Who, if you're unaware, and we're not American, so we're not going to throw a hat in the ring about this election, but this man has had to go on record and say, yes, there is a worm that ate part of my brain.
Is he the brain worm guy?
Yeah!
That's so fucking awesome.
Still in the running, you say?
Zachary Levi said, hey, y'all, I know a lot of you already have strong opinions about all the presidential candidates, but if you haven't seen this video about RFK, J, I'd highly recommend giving it a look. No candidate is perfect, but this man is the best we've had in a long time.
No candidate is perfect. No candidate has had a worm in their brain.
If he was any kind of club, RFK would be like, vote for the worm. Instead of saying the worm hasn't affected my politics, he would say the worm's made me so smart. I'm thinking with worm.
It ate out all the bad parts and put in the good worm parts.
Every bad part of my brain has been replaced with worm. I'm thinking with a worm's body.
Zachary Levi also, in the last 12 hours, retweeted Elon Musk, where Elon Musk said, anyone who claims their political party does no wrong and the other party does no right is either a liar, a fool, or both. And Zachary Levi added this, absolutely this. Brother, you're campaigning for a guy who's got his brain eaten by a worm.
Why don't we have Levi Corner? It's so funny. He's such a funny man.
It's just...
It's just so crazy to kind of put your hat in the ring for a guy who had his brain ate by a worm.
I know. I mean, it's funny.
I
wish one of our politicians had their brains eaten by a worm. I think it's hilarious.
I mean, most politicians do act like they have their brain eaten by a worm or are worm men.
Yeah, currently being controlled by a worm.
Yeah.
Kind of Remy style.
Yeah. Wormatooie.
Wormatooie. Australian politics.
RFK. Yeah. Junior should petition, be like, vote on Wormatooie.
I'm being Wormatooie, and the worm will make me a great president. Yes.
Okay. Make America worm again. The worm would be the president of them.
I won't be president. The worm in my brain will be president.
The best thing for the inside of an America is the outside of a worm.
It's the
inside of my brain.
Vote one worm. That would change politics forever, I think. If we can vote for the worms in their brains. Are you kidding me?
President.
It's time America had a worm president.
I think so.
I agree, dude.
Any swing for the fences about the penguin?
I think that... Oh, swing for the fences.
Mm-hmm.
Metropolis reference.
Yeah.
I think it's very unlikely, but as a swing for the fence, nothing huge, just like you might get in an Arkham game where it's in like a travel agent or in the subway or something, there's an ad like, oh, go to Metropolis or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would be my swing for the fence.
I reckon we're going to get, if Clayface is sort of in this, I reckon we're going to get just a little snifter, a little hint of like a superpower.
Oh my God.
But like... Enough to be, wait a second. Is that plausible or not?
Okay.
Like, just enough. I don't know what it could be, but enough to kind of like, you know,
like if they went, would this count if they were like, the Clayface has, you know, a normal person has 50 muscles in their face. Clayface has 150, and so he can contort his face in crazy ways.
Crazy ways that he can make himself look like anybody.
Okay.
I reckon, like, just something enough to be like, you know, don't worry, next season we're going to have
it's going to get a bit crazy.
You know what I mean? Just a kind of like, you know, it's just a heat up the water a bit. Just a bit of toe in. Yeah. To be like, oh, is that a little bit of superpower?
It would be so funny if they did that. They were quite subtly like, oh, he's just got like an interesting face, you know, whatever. And then in the next one, they're like, man bat.
Man bat's here.
Man bat's here.
Man drank science juice, now he's a man bat.
No, he's a man bat. His wife misses him. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Anyway, here's Mr. Freeze.
Oh, actually, you know what? My swing for the fence is that they kill someone, like a woman in this, and later, like, in. Her last name is Mr. Freeze's last name, and it's Mr. Freeze's wife that he then freezes to become
is
Mr. Freeze.
Is Mr. Freeze's last name Freeze?
No, you're thinking of Joe Chill.
No, isn't he Victor Freeze?
Mr. Freeze.
Probably.
I think his name is Mr.
Okay, so it's Dr. Victor Fries. That's how it's spelled.
Okay.
But Fries is pronounced Freeze.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, you killed Lady Freeze.
Well, that's one of the Batman villains that's probably, is one of the more out there villains that's probably the easiest to, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, he's got a condition where he needs to stay calm.
Yeah. Or just be like, yes, his wife, you know, is on that cusp of death.
Yeah.
And like, yes, he's put cryogenically frozen.
Mm, yeah,
it's a leading cryo guy that we know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just to bring us home.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy reportedly said, I have cognitive problems, clearly. I have short-term memory loss. I have longer-term memory loss that affects me.
Yeah.
He also had mercury poisoning, which causes neurological problems, probably due to eating a lot of fish.
Uh-huh.
This came to light because he said all of this in his 2012 divorce case, which then revealed that, the worm in his brain is still there and dead. And
Isn't it still there? Yeah, but didn't it die because he was so full of mercury?
Yeah, so the worm ate his brain and dies and then stays in your brain.
Yeah.
This man is made of so much mercury that the worm in his head died. He couldn't sustain a parasite in his fucking brain because he's full of that much mercury.
America needs a president.
Vote one mercury worm.
So then he was recently, recently asked if he's like, hey, because he also has heart problems.
Yeah.
And they're like,
from the mercury or the worm?
Or is it making him stronger?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, do you think your health will be an issue with the upcoming presidential election? And his response was, that is a hilarious suggestion given the competition. Now.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Yes.
But your brain has a worm in it and you've got heart problems.
And he's full of mercury.
America needs a president that's full of mercury and worms, I think. That's fucking awesome.
Well, good luck, everybody.
He also has a very funny quote.
Yeah.
Where his heart problems are triggered by stress, caffeine, and sleep deprivation. None of those things will affect the president. Kennedy reportedly said, it feels like there's a bag of worms in my chest.
And now you've got worms in your chest now.
He's got worms in many ways on the brain.
This man has worms.
He's got really
everywhere.
Got worms on and in the brain.
Anyway, that's the guy that Zachary Levi says you should vote for.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. Dude. Can't wait for a man to take on the president, the job, which is, hopefully he'll get like at least 12 hours of sleep a day.
I would imagine.
No
dude.
Stress, especially in the current climate. Well, I guess he'll be stressed, but the worm
the
won't.
Worm
be,
won't. The worm won't. The worm's living the time of its life. Yeah.
Well, worm will be like. Well, yeah, because he's like RFK, so I imagine his voice sounds like JFK.
Oh, wait, I would have to assume.
Today, America, we will be moving underground. The dirt is good there.
Everybody must eat soil and produce better soil. We're fertilizing the gardens of the country.
Ask not what you can do for your fellow man, but what you can do for your garden. Eat the dirt.
I am a healthy, normal man.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
But one worm.
Well.